Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So you may be wondering, with bombs falling on Ukraine at the time of recording, what's going on in the world other than Ukraine? And I thought I would come and report the most important story of the day, which is, of course, an Innocent Smoothies ad being banned. But there is more to this story.
I'm actually interested. Why would they ban a smoothie ad?
So apparently it makes false environmental claims. Let's go through the article. Adverts for drinks firm Innocent has been banned after the advertising regulator ruled they misled customers over the firm's environmental impact. The adverts show animated characters encouraging people to get fixing up the planet by buying Innocent drinks.
I'm sorry, but that is really funny advertising.
Well, I don't know. So I've been rolling my eyes for years now at the fact that every piece of corporate advertising seems to have an environmental message.
Yeah.
It seems like whatever you buy or don't buy, do or don't do, is going to save the planet. And it seems like that's the only thing on people's minds when they're writing these advertising campaigns.
But I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Everything you buy saves the planet, and yet the planet's still buggered.
I know. And it seems to get worse all the time. God, I can't solve this riddle, Callum, I'm afraid. They continue. The regulator said the ad implied buying Innocent drinks was a choice which would have a positive environmental impact, when that was not the case. Innocent said it had aimed to show the need for collective action. Again, a smoothie company. It aims to show the need for collective action. You sort of see the sort of ESG agenda combining here.
Also just like shut up meal deal item.
I mean, I remember the good old days when people just tried to sell you stuff because it was good.
Mm.
Right? That's all you care about. Good value for money, tasty, maybe healthy. But no, we've got to save the planet, guys. I mean, next time they'll have buy this for... I'm not going to finish that statement. But the Advertising Standards Authority had said the adverts did not show that Innocent single-use plastic products had a net positive environmental impact over their full life cycles. So the Advertising Standards Authority is now auditing companies for their environmentalism. 26 viewers, one of whom identified themselves as representing environmental group Plastics Rebellion, complained to the Advertising Standards Authority that the adverts misled customers by exaggerating the total environmental benefits of the drinks. 26 viewers over 8 months complained about this. So I think that was the one guy who appears to run Plastics Rebellion.
He worked hard on that name.
His wife, his wife's boyfriend, his wife's boyfriend's dog. Anyway, I haven't got the full list of names, but... I just find this amazing, this whole situation that comes out. So let's have a quick look at Plastics Rebellion. 2,811 followers and about 3,000 tweets. So that's not great. They don't exactly look like they're a major force for change.
Followed by Jeremy Corbyn. Oh, why am I not shocked?
Exactly. But I think they've gained most of their followers in the wake of this BBC article. So it's been good publicity for them, if nothing else. And we're contributing to that. So sorry about that. But it's just laughable how the BBC reports this like it's some big thing that you should know about, like Insulate Britain or Extinction Rebellion or something like that. No, it's just a few guys.
Again, state-funded broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Openly just like, we're just going to push a progressive agenda. Okay.
Yep, fabulous. Right. Brilliant. And then on other news, we have Caroline Lucas has also been tweeting about this. The March of the Green Shirts continues as she advertises Steve Baker's constituents. So
I've just got Hell's March playing to like people with green shirts, like plastic in the background.
Pretty much. Like, I genuinely think this is green shirt activism, because it is full spectrum. It's all over society. It's a vanguardist movement, and they genuinely form pressure groups to bully and intimidate and harass people who are against their agenda, as we see in this example. Steve Baker's culture war over net zero has to be challenged. He's like the one guy in Parliament who's coming out and saying, actually, we don't want to spend trillions and trillions of pounds of our children's futures on green stuff. Like, there are better things we can do than make everyone poor and miserable.
We could just build 50 nuclear reactors instead for this money.
Right, exactly.
And it would be better, and also wouldn't make us all miserably poor.
Things like that, yeah. You know. And if we have a look at there's an archive from The Guardian that she links. Constituents set up Steve Baker watch over MP's climate stance. The campaigners say that he is trying to wreck government plans for the environment.
No S. The plans are terrible.
Yeah, the Green Industrial Revolution, that most conservative of policies. Constituents of Steve Baker MP who are concerned about his environmental position have set this group up. They're launching a crowdfunding page to raise money. They believe that Baker, who is chair of the European Research Group, was instrumental in pressing for a hard Brexit. Helped set up the Net Zero Scrutiny Group, which has close links to the global
warming. Not
I know.
He wants to do a hard Brexit. Good lad.
we'll translate that for our American viewers. Actually leaving the EU is called hard Brexit. That's what that term means. Anything that's not hard Brexit is generally staying in the EU, but pretending that you've fulfilled the referendum decision. As we've been covering for, 4 years now? Anyway. Last week, The Guardian reported on fears that the group was trying to derail the government's green agenda. Good. Linking it to the cost of living crisis and leading to fears of a culture war campaign against net zero. So hang on. Net zero itself isn't a culture war thing. Oh, no. This isn't culture war stuff. All of this taking all of your tax money and spending it on progressive climate policies. That's not a culture war. Saying, hang on a minute, that's a culture war. That's the world we live in.
We only want to reform the culture into our worldview, but it's not culture war, bro.
No.
Slightly liars.
It's just progress, my friend. It is just progress. Baker told The Guardian, I see the people associated with this campaign come from opposition parties in the constituency. I'm thankful for everything they are doing to highlight that the voters of Wickham will be poorer and colder unless we change course, as I was setting up.
Pretty good.
It's true. We all care for the planet, but our current net zero strategy only works for those who can afford much higher bills. If this is what local Lib Dems and Labour want, then I'm happy to explain that to voters. Good.
Yeah.
Great. That's the sort of conservative we need. But it continues. So there's this article as well, which was linked. I love this. Steve Baker's conservative rebellion tied to pro-Trump disinformation network, bankrolled by Robert Mercer. Oh, fabulous.
Oh, no.
Then you look at it. The rebel Tory MP sits in the middle of hard-right lobby networks on climate change and the pandemic linked to Cambridge Analytica.
I don't know if you know who they are. Do you know Byline Times? Are you familiar with them?
Not particularly.
It's literally just like open leftist propaganda. Like meme levels well, of just getting.
Yeah, I got that impression just from reading this article.
Yeah, but you can see the furore.
I went through this incoherent ramble and the connections are extremely tenuous. It's a real, he started this foundation which worked with this company who hired this person who worked for that company which was funded by these bad guys.
And they're linked to Trump.
It's like the whole narrative has to combine. And you're like, hang on a minute, who are the mad fever dream conspiracy theorists here? Yeah, exactly. And they seem to think he's some kind of eminence Greece, like Dr. Evil or something like that. He's previously led successful Tory rebellions against sitting prime ministers, resulting in major government and policy changes.
You were pro those rebellions. It was getting rid of Theresa May.
I know. He now sits within a cross-section of anti-science disinformation networks, receiving donations from the Murky Recovery Alliance, a nexus of pro-Trump anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorists, with links to the cock-backed Great Barrington Declaration, and it just carries on.
Yeah. Ryan just, he's also transphobic. Yeah,
you would imagine so.
Net zero is anti-trans.
Uh-huh. But another green shirt lobby is also up to no good, although this is a little bit funny. Extinction Rebellion activists buy George Eustace's constituency office and use his rent to fund Insulate Britain legal bills. So basically they're just his landlord now.
Who's George Eustace?
Environment Secretary. I know. Very important man.
Okay.
But the fact that they think this is some grand win, it's like, okay, hang on. So basically left-wing climate anarchists are now landlords, like rent-seeking with the huge amount of money that they have. And this isn't a corporate agenda, guys.
What happens when the anarchist socialist revolution comes? What do you do to landlords? What's the theory on this? What did everyone say about what do you do to landlords?
Was it not something like hanging them from the nearest tree?
Something like that. So
weren't they like parasites on society, according to the Communist Manifesto?
This is none of our worldview.
Right.
This is the socialist worldview. So mm-hmm. if a socialist or an anarchist wants to go up and buy this place, or a socialist anarchist wants to go up and mm-hmm. buy and become a landlord, well, where does your worldview end?
Mm.
Just something to keep in mind, folks.
Mm-hmm. And in case you don't think that Extinction Rebellion is the establishment, let's have a look at this case. Extinction Rebellion, Sheffield. Protester fined £1,500 for blocking road, gets conviction quashed at Old Bailey. So what was the deal? Yeah, it just happens. Like they just do crimes and protest. And then
not
it's
real
like,
crimes.
No. You're on our side, so now we'll... Heather Hunt of Healy was found guilty of willfully obstructing the highway and fined £1,500 after taking part in an Extinction Rebellion protest demonstration in central London in 2019. But after a 2.5-year legal battle, she has finally succeeded in clearing her name after getting her conviction quashed and the hefty fine overturned at the Old Bailey. The 75-year-old former clinical psychologist, who needs a clinical psychologist by the sound of it, says that despite what she has been through, she would do it again. And she hopes her case will highlight the need for urgent action over the climate crisis and encourage others to join the battle.
Do you know the Goofy Mickey video about murder, where Goofy's done a murder and he's like, I'll do it again. like in the courtroom. And Mickey's like, shut up. she's in the courtroom going, I can do it again. and the judge is like, yeah, well, I'll quash that.
Yeah.
She won't be back.
And she continues, this is a critical victory because of the climate emergency we're facing. There's a massive cyclone at the moment affecting Madagascar, Malawi and Mozambique, but we don't hear about that here, even though it's connected to our culture and burning fossil fuels.
I've got my reasons to break the law. Everyone does.
Yeah.
No one does it for no reason.
Mm-hmm. The climate crisis is affecting parts of the world which have contributed least to climate change. It's important we act in a way which draws attention to the climate emergency and puts pressure on the government to act and crucially stop subsidizing fossil fuels.
Mm, we should act by arresting these people and giving them fines.
When they commit crimes.
Yeah.
When I was arrested, it was only for standing on a road for 20 minutes, which didn't cause major disruption. It seemed to be so outrageous for such a small amount of protest to end up with a criminal record and a big fine.
It's only a minor crime. Why should I get a criminal record?
I mean, the police aren't above arresting people for things which are very tenuously called crimes, but this does not appear to be one of them. He's taking part in a protest, deliberately blocking a highway.
Yeah.
Like it was premeditated.
But we've got people taking part in protests by putting up stickers.
Yeah.
Getting criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure you were alluding to. And then you got her, who's like, well, I blocked the road, but that's not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is as bad. Actually, it's worse.
Mm. Miss Hunt was convicted at City of London Magistrates Court in June 2021, having defended herself after pleading not guilty to willful obstruction of the highway. Extinction Rebellion supported her appeal against the conviction, providing a solicitor to help prepare her case. And this is exactly, by the way, how Antifa behave. They have all of this money, which they've been donated, mainly from big corporate, and they just use that to pay their legal fees and wage lawfare against everyone else. So they've got pockets full of cash for this kind of legal action. After reading the appeal statement, the Crown Prosecution Service chose not to contest the case, meaning Miss Hunt did not have to appear at the Old Bailey. She didn't even have to turn up. The judge there heard the case and quashed the conviction in her absence, meaning the money she paid in fines and costs will be returned to her. Great. Wouldn't it be nice to have such powerful friends?
I love the message. Go out, commit crime, and just get off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message to the Green Lobby. I mean, specifically Extinction Rebellion. I mean...
That's why I call these people the Green Shirts, because they have this vanguardist approach to the whole of society.
Ironic, but...
Callum, did you not read the segment?
I'm switching sides. I'm joining with her.
I'm publishing a dress code for the next segment.
I'll see you on the highway, mate.
Anyway, that's all from the Green Lobby, but it won't be all. They keep on coming. No matter what is on the news, Ukraine, whatever, the Greens are still waging political warfare.
If you enjoyed that section from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to subscribe to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as some of the videos we do, this one being the one I did on the mother of all parliaments, the British Parliament being, of course, the origin of a third of the planet's parliaments. But if you'd like to follow me as well, you can also follow on Getter at Callum on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.